Our guest today is Finlay Ludbrook, a Year 9 student at Kerikeri High School. He's a farmer's son and budding scientist. And he's already had success for an experiment to see whether giving copper to cattle improves their condition. And it's no bull. The trial using 57 two-month-old bull calves has won Finlay several awards.
On the first day, we weighed them and we split them into three groups. Each bull had a tag on their ear, and as they came through, we marked down what group they were in and what tag they had. So when they came through, we know, oh, that's part of the copper and that's part of the controlled group.
And then what happened?
And then we gave them their injection and their bullets, and after 162 days, we got the results.
Can you explain in as much detail as possible what the results are?
After a 160-day trial, we had two groups of copper. We had a bullet or a bolus and an injection, and the injection bull grew 7 kgs heavier than the controlled group, and the bullet or the bolus group grew 5 kgs heavier than the controlled group.
What's your reaction to the results?
When we were writing it and we're like, oh, what do we want to happen? What's our hypothesis? We thought that that the copper would make it grow faster, and so we were quite happy that we got it right. I was actually quite shocked that the injection had the best result out of the two coppers, because the injection cost less money than the bullet.
Now, did you look at the type of soil or what condition the young bulls were in before you started as well?
In our troughs and in our soil, where there's a lot of iron, we also took a test to see if they were deficient in copper. The only copper they had was from their meal. There was good copper in their meal, but it turned out that there was only iron in our water and our soils.
How long did they spend in the control group and the copper group before you weighed them again?
So it was around 31 days between each time we weighed them. So from the 28th of November, the next weigh-in was 27th of December. So around 30 or 31 days between each weigh-in.
What happened to the cattle after the trial?
They're off copper now, but after that, my dad decided to get another group, and he gave one group copper injection and the other he left alone.
So after your study, your father has decided to do the same thing?
Yep.
Are you aware of other farmers looking at this too?
I think maybe my dad would have told people about it, but one of the reasons why we did this experiment was to find an alternative to help cattle grow faster.
Now, when you say we, who was involved in the experiment?
Me and my dad, and for a little bit of the time, my dad's worker came to help us with the weigh-ins.
Have you presented this at school or entered it in any science competitions?
We do a annual science fair every year, and then that science fair, you get marked by the teachers, and then the teachers give some of them to the go into the top energy science fair competition, and you get judged there, and then after that you get your prizes. So it was like a top energy science fair, and it was also a technology fair.
How did you get on in it?
I got two awards. I got a gold award, and I got a Massey University special award.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about it all now?
I'm quite chuffed about it. It was money involved with the prizes. I got $300 off those awards.
Were there any negative side effects that came out of the trial?
The fact that we actually had to take two of the cattle out of there because of like a reaction or something, a bad reaction to either the mix between the zinc bullet and the copper that they got, or they just had really bad facial eczema. So that was a bit sad, because that sort of slowed down process a little bit.
Imagine you're in front of a group of farmers and you're explaining what your research is about and how good it is. Could you just sum up what the outcome is and what you'd recommend to farmers after doing it?
So if I were to stand up in front of farmers, I'd say, hey, boys, this idea that's going around, and if you give your cattle copper, it will help them grow faster and bigger quicker. So, and it's a very good alternative. If you use injection, it's only $1.76 per 2 millimeter injection. It's a really good cost. It's a really, really good for your wallet and stuff, and you don't have to spend so much, and it's a really good alternative to help your bulls grow faster.
That was Finlay Ludbrook speaking to Sally Wendley. At the moment, he's looking after a small mob of ewes that have had several sets of twins to earn some money.